if I could get everybody's attention. Thank you all for staying a few minutes after. We're pleased to have this opportunity to dedicate the piano. And as I think about this church, kind of everything in this church has got a story behind it. The organ has a story behind it. Even this podium has a story behind it. If you've ever been in the children's room, the mural in the children's room has a story behind it. These pews have a story. Everything does, and this piano is no different. This piano was generously donated by the Cranfield family. David and Courtney are here. And it was Peggy's piano, Peggy Cranfield. And I have kind of my earliest memory of Peggy. It was just a few years ago. I was 5. And it's, you know, not too long ago. She was my Sunday school teacher at Third Church long ago. And I remember I was sitting here reflecting on it. I was reflecting on, I don't know, you probably remember a guy named Sean Messer. He was in our Sunday school class. David, I remember the students, but what I remember about Peggy was just her joy and her smile, her infectious smile. And just every time you're in her presence, you felt loved. And kind of since then, since that age 5 on, my life has interacted with hers over that time, and I've always just felt that way, and I think all of us have. And so we're not going to go through all the years from age 5 to where I am now, of course, but Peggy also meant a lot to this church as well. For those of you that weren't aware, Peggy was on the board at this church. Peggy was second reader at this church. She was the Sunday school superintendent at this church. She taught Sunday school at this church and had just a lot of affection and love for this church. And when I think about, you know, back at 5 and then I think about all those roles that she had at this church, the two things are her smile and that infectious joy that she carried with her. And she shared that with kind of that love of music, especially with children, with theater, and so forth. So it's really fitting that this piano is dedicated, and I think David thought it was really kind of fitting that based on those attributes that this would be a wonderful place for the piano to reside and have a home here. And so basically what we're going to do today is we're going to hear our concert pianist, Doug, play some hymns. We're not going to read every hymn. I know when you look at these hymns, you're like, oh my gosh, we're going to be here till 2 o'clock this afternoon. But David and or Doug and Gloria have really spent a lot of time kind of thinking through how to share with you kind of the joy of Peggy, the joy of music of this piano, and want you to appreciate and enjoy that. And I think we're going to sing. Everybody should have a little program here that Gloria put together. We're going to sing 2 of the hymns, but then we're just going to listen to the instrumental music, and this piano, you can do lots of interesting things that you'll hear Doug do today with that. So let's start by singing, and we'll stand for this. We're not going to read the words, but we'll start by singing hymn number 342, and "This Is the Day the Lord Hath Made."
Praise with us. This is from Science and Health. Music is the rhythm of head and heart. Mortal mind is the harp of many strings, discoursing either discord or harmony, according as the hand which sweeps over it is human or divine. And this is from Miscellaneous Writings. Music is the harmony of being, but the music of soul affords the only strains that thrill the chords of feeling and awaken the heart's harp strings. And this is a quote from my Bible lesson commentary. Music is mentioned often in the Bible. Music and dance were a big part of biblical life. Mothers sang lullabies. Shepherds soothed their flocks. Laborers kept the rhythm of repetitive work by musical chants. Professional guilds of musicians served in the temple. Many of the psalms, including technical directions for musical performances.
And these scriptural selections from the Bible, James. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. 2 Chronicles. The trumpeters and musicians joined in unison to give praise and thanks to the Lord, accompanied by trumpets, cymbals, and other instruments. The singers raised their voices and praised to the Lord and sang. Psalms. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Let the sea resound, and everything in it, the world, and all who live in it. Ephesians. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God.
Great. Now, as I mentioned for the last, here's that. Please, the piano, and that. A lot of kind of interesting features of this piano.
Thank you.
Thank you, Doug. That was beautiful. Well, let's close by singing hymn number 58, Ode to Joy.
From the Bible, Colossians. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. Amen.